All right, 2:02 on Tuesday, March 26, 2019. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners Legal Counsel Update. Chair Lily Morgan is out today. But Vice Chair's here and Commissioner DeYoung. Item one is a draft resolution, number 2019 blank, in the matter of recreational use indemnity.
Sir? Layton Ditch Trail. Across this county property.
Layton Ditch?
Yep, in the Williams area.
Nice.
And the Williams Community Forest Project has asked the county to essentially indemnify itself and adjacent property owners against negligence that may occur on the trail. They plan to engage the county in a trail maintenance and cleanup type of project. And before embarking on that, they...
Where is Layton Ditch Trail?
It's out in the Williams.
Williams area?
Yep.
So I don't know if the map can give us any more particularity than that, but...
Right, it has this, the East Fork and Panther Gulch.
East Fork Road and Panther Gulch, okay.
Thompson Creek is back here, so...
Okay, got it. Now I know where it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I can actually invite them. I've been in touch with the, I guess, the leader of that group for quite some time. And I can invite them if the board should so desire, if you want to go forward with this, to give a short presentation next week.
So they want permission to maintain a trail? County property?
Yes.
It's a county's trail or a county property or forest land or something? What is
yes.
it?
Yes. Forest land, from my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah it's not privately owned. It's county.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, public property. And
there you
so,
go.
Yeah, they're a civic group that wants to. Yeah,
to
I think a lot
the
of
color.
It. Yeah. So they're a civic group that wants to maintain the trail. All right. So one of the county's opportunities here is to pass a resolution that has an indemnification authority against acts of negligence or allegations of negligence should something go wrong on the trail. And mm-hmm. so I don't see any downside from the county's perspective.
Does that include them cleaning it or something? They're out there cleaning it and get a foot chopped off with a chainsaw. Are we out of it then? I'm asking.
What about an arm?
Let's go to the extreme.
That would be negligence in all likelihood.
And we wouldn't be on our part for letting him clean the trail with a chainsaw?
As long as you pass this resolution,
pass this,
this is your greatest defense against an allegation of negligence in that kind of a scenario.
And does it say the trail or just our property? Because like you said, there may be some BLM.
Yeah, well, I don't know that we can do much for the BLM, but we can certainly...
I'm pretty sure we can't.
I'm not under Oregon statute. But as the resolution reflects, if you actually looks like you have a copy of the resolution in front of you, and so you can see the A, B, C, and D, it describes particularly who would be protected. And that's the county, then the officers, employees, and agents of the county. I got this directly from the statute that's referenced at the top of that. It is resolved paragraph. And then owners of land abutting the public easements or unimproved rights of way. And then the entities that construct and maintain the trails along the easements and unimproved rights of way.
Well, it doesn't sound like a bad idea.
No, I think it's a good idea. I don't see a downside to
that. No red flags or anything for you, Commissioner?
How about what we can do is if the board wants to know more about this particular proposed project, I mean, the resolution notwithstanding, I can invite the leaders of this group to come in, do a 20-minute presentation.
What kind of group are they?
Citizens group, I guess. I haven't probed too far into what kind of resources they're pulling upon, aside from...
But not a known group, not like Friends of Williams or
Community,
the Williams County
Williams
Council.
Williams Community Forest Project, is that them?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, these seem like... It seems like valid points that we should kind of talk about.
I just... Any personal injury or property damage resulting from the use of the trail... That is in a public easement or in an unimproved right of way or from use of structures in a public easement or unimproved right of way by the user on foot, horseback, bicycle, or non-motorized vehicle or conveyance does not give rise to a private claim or right of action based on negligence against. Okay, so it will not give rise to a private claim. So yes. It's saying that if they, any personal injury or property damage resulting from use of the trail would not allow them, it's not allowing them to make a claim against the county and its officers and whatnot.
Based on negligence.
Does not give rise to a private claim.
Right.
So it takes the private claim that they could have done, removes it, or puts, yes, stacks up a few hurdles in front of it.
Yes, yes.
They can probably tie up stuff forever if they really thought so, but this then puts the Josephine County, the officers, owners of land abutting, and nonprofit corporations, they're out.
Right.
They're
when negligence not, is alleged.
They're not in line for a lawsuit.
Yes, like that's a short and yeah, that's
everybody's
that's the
in
gist
line
of it.
For a lawsuit no matter what.
That's the gist of it, yes. Yes. So well, I mean, it makes sense why they'd be interested in getting something like some books and why the county would be interested in passing it.
Well, so I think it's okay. You know, if that keeps us from being in the downrange part of the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to get in their way.
I don't either.
So I want to go hiking.
Exactly.
And get all the poison oak out first.
I don't know. We can certainly
we write that in.
It seems worth it.
Poison oak must be 6 feet from the trail.
Okay, right. Well, you look this over, and if you look it over, and that's the best we can do, I don't know if anything else we can do.
Yeah.
How long has this been going on out there? Is this trail
must already be used a bit.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's established.
Right.
Established trail.
I just want to make it wide enough for.
The resolution's not just for the trail.
No, it's countywide.
Yeah,
this resolution would apply throughout the county.
Okay, all right. So not just this one trail.
Oh, correct. Okay. Correct, yes.
Okay, I like that.
It was by design. So I can
just throw that in at the last second.
I can invite him. Maybe we advance this to business session, contingent on the Cheryl Bruner, who leads this group, being able to come in, give a presentation to the board, describe the rest of the parameters.
Yep. Good for public information.
Commissioner Moore, I'm sure, may have some questions too. So I think that'd be a good idea.
She was the one. Cheryl contacted Commissioner Morgan, who brought it to. We were just looking at our notes. Who brought it to the board meeting on the 26th of February? A very brief discussion ensued. And the board said, go back and bring us a resolution.
Yeah, let's
so
hammer this out. It's okay.
That's how we got here today.
I would say let's have it scheduled for some time with Commissioner Morgan to be in the room, and that way all three of us say yes and go from there. That makes sense to you?
Yes, it does, sir.
Chair.
All right, we'll make that happen.
That's why I didn't get a number for it, because I wasn't sure it was going to be there. So it's not going to go next week or anything.
Okay, because of scheduling with Commissioner Morgan.
I'm saying it sounds like we're waiting to put it on the business session.
Until Commissioner Morgan, she's not.
It's not going to go on next Wednesday.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
We'll find a good date for that.
Right. Not tomorrow.
Nope.
Not next Wednesday.
Okay. All right. That's item one. Item two is limited power of attorney for a land use and development permit on county property 200 Northwest C.
Okay, so I don't know if this kind of thing ever got to the level of city council, but the city requires that in order to get a pod sized, I think, 8x8x14 set up temporarily in the parking lot by the library, that the property owner provide a limited power of attorney. And so therefore, we are today here gathered to discuss and potentially advance that cause.
Yeah, we just did one like it a couple of weeks ago.
So is that the outline?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes. You have to give limited power of attorney to set a pod in a parking lot.
Well, no, the limited power of attorney is to say that the library folks can file that application with the city. Because the county owns that
property.
Because
we own the
property. Right.
Okay.
And there's a fee attached to that as well, from what I understand.
And the library's going to pay that?
Yeah.
We're not going to
be excited about it.
It's their pod, right?
Correct. The library, yes.
It's just like, and I've talked with Ryan, and he already knew the pod. Apparently, the pod's already there. So somebody must have seen it and said, you did not file an application. I don't know really what happened. I don't know how it happened.
Golly. Talk about friends of the library.
I know.
Boy, they're getting sharp over there across the across the parking lot. They're not missing out on not even a dollar. I wonder what the permit is to have the pod.
Our address is 705 Dimmick. That was throwing me.
Well, that's because when you look it up, which is what they probably did, they looked it up on the A&T system, and it's probably a property that's coming up under facilities, which is what 705 Dimmick is.
Right,
that's where they are. That's where facilities is at Dimmick.
Oh, yeah. And so that's why it came
there out.
Okay, now I get to touch.
I noticed that too, but I'm thinking that they must have had it because it follows the A&T system, the tax system.
Right, so it's no thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, doesn't sound like a bad idea to me since it's already there.
We put it on, and in the past, you have gone ahead and signed them at this meeting.
Yeah?
Rather than move it forward. The last time we did it, we signed it at this meeting.
I wouldn't think there'd have to be a huge
public
process.
Do we have it ready to sign? Because I don't see any reason why we shouldn't do it.
We have it ready.
I got one if you don't.
Yeah.
We have these here.
We usually sign two originals, so.
Right.
I don't have a problem with it.
All right, well, let's do it then.
Yeah, let's move first, please, to approve.
You want a motion?
Please.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion approve the application.
I move that we approve the application power of attorney for the application for the pod at the library.
All right, and I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so then it passes 2-0. And let's sign it. Feels like we're getting something done.
Get that out of the way today.
It did seem like a rather light agenda for Thursday's admin. Looking at that.
This Thursday?
Yeah, coming up in 2 days.
Oh, I didn't look at that one.
Yet. Oh, it's going to be a short meeting.
Promise?
That's by all indications, though. Who knows?
All right.
Something can change between now and then.
Trish, are you a notary?
Huh?
Are you a notary?
Cool. Well, that was fast.
Got that one done. Thank you.
Item
gentlemen.
3 is a draft order and lease agreement with Rimport, county property at the fairgrounds.
Yes, so this is hardwood. It's not hardwood, plus it's the
Floors to go.
Floors to go.
Oh, yeah, in front of the stadium.
Longtime tenant, right, in front of the stadium. Mm-hmm. And so there were some particular things that we needed to sort out. Suffice to say, it wasn't anything controversial, but we did need to get his lease renewed, and the board had discussed whether that was the county's intent on the prior occasion. Everyone agreed that it was. So now he has returned his signed lease, and so we would propose advancing this to the business session. The lease is for a 2-year term.
3-year term, okay, thank you.
And it terminates on the last day of October 2020. So not even 2 years, I guess a year and a half. But
it's
already backdated.
It goes to backdated from 11/1/18 through 10/31.
So there's our 2 years.
We're already working
there's our 2 years.
We are.
Okay.
Again, and yeah, good solid tenant going back a number of years here. So
right, and there's two buildings out there. They're two different buildings, but they look like the facade is one building.
Mm.
I think, and they do the whole footprint out there, and have always done the whole footprint.
Yes.
There was some issues about, I think, when we talked about it before, of cleaning up some old carpet and stuff they were throwing behind there. It showed from the fairgrounds, it just looked like they were kind of throwing everything behind the building and ignoring it. Mm-hmm. Did they ever get that cleaned up? I think that was one of the things that we were talked to Helene about.
That's a good question that I don't know the answer to. Yeah. Helene would know the answer.
I think that Helene was going to go out there and tell him, hey, that's got
to
go.
I'm pretty sure she did talk to him.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, let's see if we can't follow through on that. But
yeah.
I don't know if that doesn't, as far as I'm concerned, that doesn't stop the lease agreement. I'm in favor of the lease agreement, but I know we did, that was something that we looked at because it didn't, it looked like they were throwing tubes and rolls and old carpet and stuff back there, and it didn't look good from our side of the fence.
I think people were actually using it.
Yeah, they were using it for building materials and sleeping quarters.
Sleeping. Yeah.
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 I've just moved to this really nice place. It's wall-to-wall carpet.
Yep.
Nice.
Wall-to-wall carpet. We'll get you an
answer. Nice.
It's an ancient of days term.
Airy.
All right. Well, any reason that shouldn't go forward, sir?
I think we're okay.
Okay.
It says in here lease agreement on the 20th day of March. That's when they signed it, correct? Because today's the 26th. I'm looking on page...
Yeah, they shouldn't have dated that.
Yeah.
We can...
1 of 9.
We'll undate it. So we'll mark through it.
Mark through it and put that date on there. Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, so that one moves forward.
Does that income come to the county or to the fairgrounds?
Split. I think it's split. Half goes to the fairgrounds and half goes to...
That sounds right.
Or something. It's split up. Because they don't, one side of the building goes directly to the fairgrounds and the other one goes to something else.
Horse racing.
What is it?
Horse racing.
Sora, you're right.
Oh.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
The big, the bigger part, the warehouse where he
keeps. Yeah, I think it's just about a 50-50 split, but we get half of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's 3 in a row. Let's try item 4. Additional subjects or matters from commissioners. Is there anything you'd like to bring up in this meeting, Dan?
Oh, gosh. Where do I start? nothing that I think we're going to need to, I guess matters is right.
Yeah, you could do one. You got another shot at it,
probably.
Item 6.
Okay, let's go to item.
Okay, let's stick.
All right.
And move to item 5. Today is Tuesday, March 26, 2019, and it is 2:19. In the afternoon, we will now meet in executive session. Since there's no one here, I'm going to break Wendy's rule and not read this.
Oh, he may show up, though, if he shows up.
You have to read that.
Sometimes, it is a good rule.
Make sure
I've had that happen before.
I read that every time just to touch that base in case somebody pops.
Even though
he said he's coming today. So.
Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All of the members of the audience are asked to leave. Approved representatives from the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The subjects to be discussed are update national prescription opiate legislation.
Litigation.
Litigation, thank you. And a confidential memo for Airbnb regulations. So I will turn the recorder off at 2:20. Press play.
Oh, okay.
So here we are again at 3 o'clock. I had a little practice there, and now I'm going to go for the real thing.
Yep.
hey, keep it down back there. Item 5A, we just got an update on a court case. Item 5B was we decided to investigate options for short-term rental code enforcement. And item 6 is a legal counsel, additional subjects or matters for commissioners. Anything from you, Dan?
No, we just had a meeting with the City of Grants Pass today. And following our KJO thing, we meet with Aaron Kubik, City Manager, Mayor Lindsay, and City Councilor Tyler Fleming. We just discussed different things that are going back and forth. One of them is some charges that have just seemed to crop up and continue to get bigger and bigger to the fairgrounds for their standby water system out there for fire suppression, and also for the new... stormwater fees that are coming on. We're probably going to seek relief along those lines for the fairgrounds because it's going to be quite an operational expense every year, and so we're going to be looking at that. We also discussed some of the things that were going on parking lot wise out there at the fairgrounds and some options there. So I think the fairgrounds probably took up most of our meeting today, other than the center lane on 6th Street down at the railroad crossing is still a biggie. It's not getting fixed, it's only getting worse. If you have to be in that center lane, you better slow down when you cross those railroad tracks because it's down about this far now. So I know that their ODOT is really, they been pretty good about railroad crossings. As Tyler Fleming said, they got right on the one out there. It's a diagonal cross tracking at Merlin, and bicycles were getting hung up in it.
Wow.
And so they corrected all that. So I think they have, once they know, we'll get a hold of Jerry Marmon from ODOT here locally on Agnes Avenue, and then he'll pressure the railroad to get that crossing fixed.
All right. Anything else?
We had some sidewalk projects and stuff for CMAC that we're going to be moving forward on with the Public Works Department. And then we're also looking at every year we go through a spraying episode where people don't want us to spray for weeds, and they're going to take certain sections of, I think really there's one out in Williams and there's some out in Tequila that they sign on that they will take care of roadside vegetation. And we had a pretty lengthy meeting last year. We came to a conclusion, really, it didn't take long to come to a conclusion, and I think we'll probably do the same thing again this year.
Sounds
roadside
good.
Roadside vegetation.
Well, and nothing for me? Anything for me, folks?
Nothing.
All right. Then I'll end this meeting at 3:03.